Well, in this session, I want to follow on from the session where I talked about this clash of worldviews, the secular worldview and the Christian worldview, and that what's really happened in our Western culture is that we have lost the foundation of the authority of the Word of God and it's been replaced with a foundation that says man determines truth, resulting in the loss of that Christian worldview and the secular humanist philosophy that's basically taking over society. And we certainly see the secularization of our culture right before our very eyes. And so what are we going to do about this? Well, obviously, you know, our emphasis is we need to go out and preach the gospel. We want to see people saved. We want to see people to have that consistent Christian worldview. But I believe we have a problem when trying to do that today. I believe it's a communication problem. I remember the first time we came to the United States from Australia, we had communication problems. Within the first week, I had a car and I had a problem and I said to somebody, "Oh, can you help me? My battery's flat." And the person said, "Your battery's what?" I said, "It's flat." He said, "Did you run over it?" "No, I left the lights on." "Oh, your battery's dead." "Well, no, it never was alive, so it couldn't die. I mean..." See, in Australia, when we talk about a battery, after you've left the lights on and of course, the charge runs down, we say it's flat. Over here, you say it's dead. By the way, that's why at 30 minutes past midnight last night, when I had a call from my daughter and she said, "Dad, my battery's flat," I knew exactly what she meant. So we didn't have a communication problem because she was speaking real English. And so we understood that. I would like to suggest to you today that we do have a communication problem in proclaiming the gospel to our culture. See, when we've been speaking to you here at a seminar like this, and you're listening to any of the speakers, listening to me, as we've said in one of the other sessions, when I say a particular word in context, if you didn't have the same definition of that word, the same understanding that I do, we're not going to communicate, are we? And we realize, well, that's obvious. I'd like to suggest to you that the culture in our Western world, America, England, Australia, and so on, has changed from being one that was permeated with Christian terminology, Christian jargon that people understood, to one today when you use the same sort of terminology, they don't understand it like they used to. Increasingly, they don't understand it. You see, when I say God to you, as a group who are primarily Christians, you're immediately thinking of the God of the Bible, the God of creation. But if you say God in a totally different culture that didn't have that foundation, they're not going to hear the same God that you do. And that is true, increasingly, of our own culture in America, in England. You see, you say, well, look, we need to go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I say, well, that's true. We do need to do that. But isn't it also true that, you know, when you understand the gospel being the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross, unless you understand the bad news in Genesis, you're not going to understand what you mean by the good news of the cross, the good news of the gospel. As somebody once said to me, you know, you need to go out and tell people that they need to be saved, but the problem is, if they don't know they're lost, how do they know what it means to be saved? And increasingly, I see that as the problem. Christians today, going out and telling people, you need to be saved, you need to trust the Lord Jesus, but increasingly, they don't know what it means to be saved, they don't know what it means that they're lost, and they don't know who Jesus is, and they don't hear the same words you do. It might be the words in the way we say them vocally, but not in the sense of the definition. And so what I want to do here is this. I want to go through and look at a principle from Scripture in regard to how we communicate the gospel to a culture. But we're going to look at that in two different places. We're going to look at two different cultures. We're going to look at the way in which Peter proclaimed the gospel to one particular culture, the Jews, and how Paul proclaimed the gospel to a totally different culture, the Greeks. And then I want us to compare the culture we live in to one of those two examples, and to see if we can see something clearly in regard to maybe what we should be doing in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, before we do that, let me first of all define the gospel in a particular way for you. And I do this so that we can better understand how to communicate the gospel to people. First of all, there's the foundational knowledge, the knowledge that Jesus Christ is creator and sin entered the world and death is a result of sin. An understanding of that foundational knowledge is certainly vital to an understanding of why Jesus Christ became a man called the last Adam, why he became one of us, why he died, why he was raised again, and certainly all that is key to understanding why there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth to come. So all of that is the gospel, not just part of it. If you think about it, if you take out the foundation, if you have no knowledge of creation, of sin, of why there's death in the world, then how can you explain the gospel? How can you really understand who Jesus is, or why he died, or why he died for sin, or what that means? How do you explain the gospel to someone if you don't have that foundational knowledge?